is the test drive of the AC Propulsion VW Hybrid. And your name is?
Linnell Jackson.
Linnell Jackson. I think I talked to you the other day. You said this was several hundred thousand dollars to make.
Yeah, it's integrating the secondary motor and designing a new alternator for it and all the control systems to...
Any estimates on what it would cost to mass produce?
Excuse me. That's fine. Being that it's a series hybrid... Okay. Let's put that back. There we go. It's single gear, and it's like an automatic, but we have push buttons to control the electronics here, so there's no park position. It was a manual transmission we strip all the gears out of, so it doesn't have like a park thing. So since your parking brake's off, you just hit the drive button.
All right, I'm on the brakes. Is that okay?
That's fine. Just hit the drive button and go like a regular car.
Okay. When I let up off the gas, am I in reverse or something?
No, you're just rolling because it's like a manual. It's had a little bit of load up. Now, it is full regenerative braking, so when you let up off the gas, you will start slowing down. And the more you let off, the more it slows down.
Can I see that anywhere on here?
It shows you on the amp meter. That shows power going into or out of the motor.
What type of hydrocarbon fuel are we using?
Right now, we're using none. We're running on the pure EV. This is a series hybrid. The generator in the back is designed to kick in at a certain state of charge, and when it does kick on, it will run off of regular gasoline.
This is an awful quiet electric car if we're running on all electric right now. That's good.
Yeah, this is all electric. So that's your regen.
Sure is.
We changed how much you get depending on how fast you're going, and your 0 point moves with you. And you can also change the maximum regen using this slider here if you feel it.
Could you tone it down for me so I don't have to look?
Okay.
Thanks. Not that I wouldn't tone it up if I owned it for a while, but it just sort of takes some getting used to.
Yeah, it does take a while, but you get used to the one-pedal driving really quickly.
So you didn't get on the friction brakes very much, though?
No, only when you actually have to really stop or emergencies.
So the regen will take it all the way down to zero,
yes,
theoretically?
Well, if you're on a slope, it won't.
Yeah, that's pretty powerful.
And that's down about a little more than halfway right now. It also depends on the state of charge of the batteries. If the batteries are real full, you get less regen because it limits the amount that we can push into the battery pack.
What's our range?
About 35 miles on pure battery. With the hybrid motor turned on, you can go as far as you have gas for. And it's just like a regular car then.
You say, is it a gasoline motor?
Yes.
But it's...
And it turned on just now.
And that's because they got below a certain state of charge, you say?
That's correct.
Now, with the motor on, how is it choosing what powers the wheels?
It's still all electric drive. That's just generating electricity to help charge up the battery and...
Oh, so you've just internalized your genset?
Yes.
Okay. Very interesting. I know a lot of people online are very big fans of AC propulsion, in particular the effort to offer this type of thing. Well, you know, we've physically seen the pictures of the trailer genset.
Right. It's very similar, except it's a little bit nicer features. You can really feel the acceleration here if you want.
Oh, yeah. That's real acceleration for sure. You say this is one gear?
Yes.
Well, it doesn't hold it back any. I saw some red lights on the dashboard.
That's
being power users.
Right, those are the battery voltage levels. When it gets to a certain low point, they'll light up, or when they're getting a high point, they'll light up. So you'll see that on powerful regens or powerful accelerations.
This is lead acid?
Yeah, in this particular case.
Any thoughts of putting lithium ion just because you got into that?
There are thoughts. We need to get someone to help fund it. But if someone's willing to fund it, then we want to do the work. We'd get about 100-mile range out of this car if we put lithiums in it without ever touching the hybrid generators back.
Have you considered making this one of the cars proposed for the governor's Hummer? This sort of approach? I only ask because there's a lot of... It's an open question. It's not settled yet, so...
Right now, that generator is putting about 6.5 kilowatts of power.
So, do I not want to put it in neutral?
You can put it in neutral.
Put it in neutral, and do I not want to turn it off? Or
you can turn the key off, but the generator will run until we pull the key out. So you can turn the drive system off, and the generator will still provide power until it gets to standard state of charge, which it just did.